president made what was considered a significant speech last night, and he was speaking to the Australian Parliament. While many Americans are more worried about, say, staying inside the middle class, Occupy Wall Street, the super committee down in Washington, in fact, you might want to turn a little bit of your attention to China and the Pacific Asia region. Earlier yesterday, the president made an announcement that he's going to increase the presence of U.S. troops and assets, military assets, in the Asia Pacific region. Why? He says the U.S. is a Pacific power, they're there to stay, and he's instructed his national security team to make the presence in that region a top priority.
As president, I have therefore made a deliberate and strategic decision. As a Pacific nation, the United States will play a larger and long-term role in shaping this region and its future. By upholding core principles and in close partnership with our allies and friends.
Part of that strategic decision he's talking about there will be the increase of troops there, maybe as many as 2,500 Marines deployed to Australia over the next few years. That's one way to counter the increased influence of China, but President Obama says Beijing should not see this as a threat.
The notion that we fear China is mistaken. The notion that we are looking to exclude China is mistaken.
We're joined now from Sydney by our BBC correspondent there and former Washington correspondent, Nick Bryant. Nick, good morning.
Good morning, Celeste.
Or good afternoon and evening to you. Explain to me, I mean, they're calling this a significant speech, if you read the headlines from your area at least. How was the president's comments received there in Australia?
Well, as a major pivot. Pivot is the diplomatic word of the week to describe this strategic orientation away from the Middle East, which has obviously been the focus of President Bush and indeed the early part of President Barack Obama's first term, the Middle East and South Asia, to the Asia Pacific. And the president's trying to portray himself as a Pacific president. And he made this very key announcement before the House of Representatives in the Australian Parliament in Canberra that there would be this troop deployment at the top end of Australia, as it's called, in Darwin, of some 2,500 Marines. Not a huge number when you consider there are about 100,000 American service personnel in the region as a whole, in places like South Korea and in Japan, but a significant increase nonetheless. And it's the first long-term expansion of a U.S. military presence in Asia since Vietnam.
So is this seen there, I mean, because as you say, it's pretty small numbers of troops, but is this seen kind of as a symbolic philosophical change?
It's symbolic and it's strategic as well. Australia's top end is out of range of Chinese missiles, so there's a key practical reason to establish a presence there. It's also a pretty big facility up there. It's an Australian facility. It's not going to be a U.S. military base, but there's a lot of room in the top end of Australia for the expansion of that. So there are practical reasons for this, and indeed there are kind of strategic reasons as well. It's tying Australia much closer to America. They're very close already. Australia is the only country that has fought alongside America in every single war. But increasingly, Australia is relying for its commercial and economic success, and it has had this extraordinary success, hasn't had a recession for 20 years. It's increasingly reliant on China. And there are some people who are saying in Australia that Australia should try and have a policy that's equidistant from Beijing and Washington. What this visit has actually said is that Australia is still a very, very close ally of Australia, of America, and it's opened up this base in the north of the country so that America can establish a permanent footprint here.
That's Nick Bryant, BBC correspondent in Sydney, former Washington correspondent. Also with us from Bucknell University is Dr. Zhitun Zhu, Associate Professor of Political Science and International Relations and the MacArthur Chair of East Asian Politics. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, let me ask you about this other comment from the president. Nick just talked about the strategic nature of this move, and I wanted to ask you about the diplomatic nature of it. Is there enough balance here for President Obama to reassure China's concerns?
I don't think so. I think President Obama's words and deeds do not really seem to match here. Because on the one hand, he's talking about and continue to cooperate with China. But on the other hand, you look at what he's doing now, you know, economically, he's trying to put more pressure on China, strategically, I think he's trying to encircle China by beefing up security allies with U.S. Friends and other actors in East Asia.
Dr. Jitrin Zhu is at Bucknell University, the MacArthur Chair of East Asian Politics. And let me ask you, Doctor, the 2,500 Marines, and that would be over the coming years, that's really not a lot. I mean, that would seem to me not really a threat to China. Why should China see this move as sort of threatening?
Well, I don't think China will feel immediately threatened, but I think this is very symbolic, and it means that the United States is coming back to Asia, is going to create some obstacles for China's rise as a regional power. I think the Chinese leaders will find this move very irritating, and I also think that the U.S. move is likely to stoke the already strong nationalism in China.
Well, but do you think that it will have any kind of effect or influence on China? I mean, I know that the United States has been trying to pressure China into taking some steps on their currency. Will this have any effect on the way that they move forward politically or financially?
No, I think most likely it's going to be counterproductive. You know, on the currency issue, I think, you know, many people in China may think that the United States is really insatiable and ungrateful. You know, since 2008, China has appreciated its currency by about 30%. But now the United States is asking more and more. So I don't think China is going to listen to the United States.
That is Dr. Jitrin Zhu. He's Associate Professor of Political Science and International Relations at Bucknell University. Quickly from you, Nick Bryant, BBC correspondent in Sydney, how do the people of Australia feel about this?
Well, there's a lot of sentimental support for the alliance. They're celebrating the 60th anniversary of the ANZUS alliance. And President Obama is far more popular in Australia right now than he is in America, quite frankly. But there is this concern. Washington has underwritten Australia's security, but increasingly China is guaranteeing its prosperity. And there is this worry that you don't want to annoy Beijing too much.
That is Nick Bryant, BBC correspondent in Sydney, former Washington correspondent. And we also spoke with Dr. Jitrin Zhu. He's Associate Professor of Political Science and International Relations at Bucknell University, the MacArthur Chair of East Asian Politics, talking about President Obama's trip to Australia, in which he announced an increased military presence and, in fact, more troops in Australia than before.